AP News for this Saturday, May 18th. I'm Jackie Quinn. The misery continues in the Houston area, where the death toll from Thursday's storms has increased to 7. Powerful winds caused widespread devastation. Our Julie Walker reports.
National Weather Service meteorologist Haley Adams says winds topped 100 miles per hour.
Trailers were rolled. Metal debris was thrown 1,000 yards to the southeast, and there were multiple fallen trees.
Officials say one of those trees killed a woman. Neighbor Angel Mata tells KTRK-TV she was just trying to move her car.
When the tree fell, and she died on impact.
Officials say at least 7 people were killed. I'm Julie Walker.
In Israel, Benny Gantz, a popular centrist member on Israel's 3-member war cabinet, is threatening he's going to step down unless the government develops a new plan for the war in Gaza. At a rally in Tel Aviv.
Let them go now.
Hostage families are demanding the release of their loved ones. And now there's word a 4th person missing from the October 7th attack has been found dead.
But there is no closure until all 128 remaining hostages are free.
Yemen's Houthi rebels hit an oil tanker in the Red Sea with a ballistic missile, damaging the Greek-owned vessel. Arrests at the University of Pennsylvania, where 6 students were among a group of pro-Palestinian protesters who were trying to occupy a school building. President Biden greeting supporters in Georgia before a campaign rally in Atlanta. His GOP rival Donald Trump addresses an NRA convention in Dallas.
That's a perfect Memphis barbecue rib.
The top barbecue chefs will be crowned in Memphis on the final day of the championship cook-off. This is AP News. Religion in Cuba.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. Bells toll from a Catholic church. Buddhists chant mantras. And Santeria adherents dance and play drums. This is the religious landscape of Cuba today. In 1959, the Castro-led revolution installed an atheist, communist government that sought to replace the Catholic Church as the guiding force in the lives of Cubans. But 65 years later, religion seems to be everywhere in Cuba. A majority of the country's 11 million people are baptized Catholic, and other religious communities have a vibrant presence here. But religious diversity often runs within individuals themselves.
No es nada en común.
Maximilio Trujillo, a philosophy professor at Havana University, says it's not uncommon that someone would meet a Santeria high priest in the morning, attend a Pentecostal temple in the afternoon, and a Catholic mass in the evening without seeing a spiritual conflict. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.